listening to the Nerds Assemble podcast.
Hello and welcome to Nerds Assemble episode 183. I'm Paul.
I'm Paul, aka Cookie.
I'm Paul, aka Retroid.
Emily is here with us in spirit. She can hear us. She's just
that means she's sort of floating.
Yes, she just can't talk at the moment because she's had a couple of wisdom teeth out and it hurts to talk.
Oh, bless.
It's very painful for her. And she doesn't want to talk about it. I know, okay. Terrible joke.
Have you got some cue cards?
Oh, she's whimpering at the moment.
Sorry.
Perhaps she could just have a sharpened stick, and then she could prod you. prod you with it.
I was going to say a baseball bat, but if you want to go for the sharpened stick,
fair
enough.
Baseball bat? No. Especially not if it's got barbed wire on.
I think it's up to Emily. Which would she prefer?
Put Lucille down, Emily. Put Lucille down.
Who the bloody hell's Lucille?
Up too soon.
Anyway, if you got that joke, then you may have kind of guessed what our topic is for this week, which is pretty much like the shows that we are looking forward to this season.
Yay!
And before we go any further, I think we need to give a special shout out to Supernatural. It has started in America. Was it season 12 now? And the first episode has aired. And we're eagerly awaiting on the second episode.
I think it's awesome how they do these pension plans for young actors. Something for to look after them in their old age.
Okay, so
see the baseball bat can't reach me from there. Sorry, Emily.
Oh, that's all right. Emily's got drones over your house.
Apparently, Emily just whispered in my ear now that it's the third most watched show this week on the CW.
I can imagine.
Which is pretty high praise.
And I believe the first watched episode on CW, most watched episode last week was Supergirl, was it not?
Yes, Emily is headbanging to that.
Yes.
Still haven't finished watching the rest of the first season of Supergirl. I think we got halfway through, like to the Christmas break, and just haven't managed to pick it up after that. But sorry, what?
Wow, okay.
I'll alongside the not finished watching Jessica Jones.
Yes, we haven't finished watching that either, and that means that we
So you haven't started Luke Cage then?
No, we haven't. We're behind.
Here's a radical idea, right?
Okay.
Could use some of the time that is currently used rewatching episodes of Supernatural.
Don't go there. Do not go there. There's drones over your house.
We're not actually rewatching Supernatural at the moment. Thank you very much. We're rewatching Walking Dead.
What? Not right now, no.
Okay, I think Emily is in pain. She's laughing. Are you okay, Emily? Do you need an ambulance?
Oh, bless her. Or a drone strike.
No, she's hitting me, so I think it'll be fine. You see, you always worry when she doesn't hit you. That's when you know something's up.
Is that when you wake up with sellotape all over your face?
No, that's when she's walking up to the old seal.
I was going to say, that's Nerds After Dark. It's too early for that.
Not the paddle. Anyway, back to the show.
Sorry, you're going canoeing? What?
Or playing an Atari 2600 game with an analog controller.
Oh, yeah.
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 I can tell without Emily's direction, this episode is just going to go, you know, on a tangent after tangent after tangent.
Nah, we'll be fine.
I don't even have a cider to blame, so...
Anyway, so yes, Supergirl. Supergirl's back. Flying through the skies with her cousin, Clark Kent.
Is that thingy, that, what is it, super crossover thing still going ahead? Because I know they've done one with Flash, but wasn't there meant to be one with Flash?
There is Arrow going to be one with the Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and our, yeah. And they're all going to cross over into a big storyline based on, was it the Dominators that appeared in the 80s? Alien life forms.
Was it Guardians of Tomorrow or whatever? Is that...
Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. What, whatever the thingy of tomorrow is.
DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has that stopped being utterly shit yet?
I actually stopped watching it halfway through season one, so I'll hold my hands up. I'm guilty for that. I need to pick up on season two because in season two they're actually introducing the Justice Society of America. Squeal!
Which would be quite cool. Society.
Yes, it was before the Justice League. It was the most famous superhero group in the DC universe that, before Justice League.
That sounds like, I don't know, a building society or a bank for superheroes.
I'm going to try and get a mortgage. Just excellent fixed rates on their mortgages. Don't knock it.
And good damage insurance, which would be very important for superheroes.
I wonder how much Superman could get mortgage-wise for his Fortress of Solitude.
A couple of cool million.
I bet there's somebody out there that has worked that out already.
Probably. I reckon a cool million. See what I did there?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was clear as crystal. See? Crystal, because it...
Ah, bless you. But yes, we've got Supergirl, we've got the return of the Flash, we've got the return of Arrow.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Which, for me, bearing in mind how much I've said on this podcast, I actually like Arrow. The last season was actually quite disappointing at the end, and... This season, I'm not 200% sure of. Whereas the Flash is just getting better and better.
See, I'm kind of...
I'll have to take your word for that.
I'm kind of looking forward to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., to be honest. I have stuck with it. I'm not entirely sure whether it's just me or not, but you know, you usually have like a couple of favourite superhero shows nowadays, and you just kind of have to drop... a couple, like we've dropped Gotham. We haven't watched any of like season two. In fact, I don't think we've watched the end of season one, to be honest.
Well, I'm actually ahead of you on Gotham. Yes,
it's not a race. It's not a race.
You want to bet?
We finished watching season two, and I'm still not entirely sure why.
Oh dear.
Because it seems they seem to have thought, hey, let's make everyone overact a bit more because that worked so well in the 80s.
Oh, God. Talking about 80s.
Yeah.
This fall, we do seem to have a collection of 80s revivals.
Oh.
We have Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Got Westworld as well, haven't we?
Westworld, yeah.
Which
is actually really good.
Yeah,
I'm on episode two.
Has that already been on Sky? No.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah, we're on episode three.
On the day after.
We're on episode three tonight.
We have to catch up on that then.
Or tomorrow.
I know Walking Dead is
probably
also
have to watch episode three tonight.
Coming up.
Soon. Okay, so thanks to my friend Dave, as Retroy puts it.
our mutual friend.
Yeah, our mutual friend, Lethal Weapon.
Yep.
I have to say, it's actually working quite well on the TV screen.
Okay, how many episodes have you seen?
Three.
Okay.
And the chemistry between the two main actors, Riggs and Murtaugh, is very good.
Okay.
Is he too old for this shit?
He is quite old now, yes, Damon Wayans, bless him.
Is he a few days away from retirement?
No,
et cetera.
They've actually changed that around a bit.
Right.
But it actually works quite well. I won't spoil that. They've actually spent quite a bit of money on the action scenes, so it doesn't look cheap.
Okay.
An 80s movie, which is quite nice. And the tongue-in-cheek humor there as well.
Did you actually see any of the Rush Hour TV series?
I watched one episode and nearly gouged my eyes out. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering how it kind of compared with that. It kind of seems like a similar type of thing.
I am enjoying Lethal Weapon a lot more because there's a bit more characterization to well, the characters are a bit more lovable, I suppose.
See, funny thing is that, you know, like 20 years ago, we kind of envisioned like basically just sequels after sequels after sequels. Now we're getting reboots after like 20 years instead. It's really weird.
Can I also just say, do not bother with MacGyver. Please, God, do not bother with MacGyver.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Oh. No. If you want cheese, there's dairy slices. Do not go anywhere near MacGyver.
Makes me wonder what MacGyver could do with Derrily slices.
Not this MacGyver.
Oh, really? Is he a bit inept?
No, he's not inept. He's just, to me, he's just bloody annoying.
Oh, okay. Who's the actor?
Which is interesting.
I'll be quite honest, the trailer that they released months back put me off it.
Yeah, good. Here's one we made earlier. It's shit.
And this is from someone who's watched one of the MacGyver TV movies.
Okay.
I used to watch them as a kid all the time. That's why I actually tried it. And then I thought, oh my. What
I think
the.
I've seen an episode of MacGyver.
Oh, it's an experience. You might have to watch it, actually.
It's an experience.
Retroid, what do you think? Paul should watch at least one episode of MacGyver?
What, the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
It's pretty much, you know, they've taken... Oh, have you watched any A-Team?
I think of some bits and dabs of it, but not really watched it, really.
Well, you know the bit where it's... You know, they'll group together and...
They get captured.
You know, now it's time for a montage.
Yeah.
And they build something.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, yay, we built a tank from, I don't know, fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
It's a bit like that, except for an episode.
It's a whole episode.
Yeah, things like, oh, no, I won't be able to get out of here, and the fuse has blown up on this thing, so he'll get some chewing gum out of his jacket. And while eating the chewing gum, he'll, you know, roll up the foil paper and put that in and use it to open the door and stuff like that.
You know,
and use a toilet roll holder as a periscope.
You know those people that hoard just like, you know, kind of old stuff, like, you know, whether it be, I don't know, like old magazines.
Go, how dare you?
Or, you know, computer games and old computer systems and whatnot. And,
how
you know,
dare you?
It feels a bit like that, but only with a kind of action hero.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, how dare you?
Love the way I'm from how dare you to, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, The Walking Dead is coming back on Monday. Well, in the UK, it's on Monday. In America, it's on Sunday. So it's very possible that it's already aired when you're listening to this. Potentially, depending on when you're listening to it.
I mean, the thing is, you know, because I've seen people say, oh, why do we get it a day late? Well, have you looked at the time zones? It's a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when Game of Thrones is simulcast in the UK. That ends up being about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
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 So that's why we get it the day later, because we're not up at that time, generally. Unless you're a sad bastard.
True.
Hello. Will, you know, sit up just so he can see the, you know, the latest episode and then, you know, like fall over when it's over.
Technically, it's within 24 hours, I'd imagine.
It is, yeah.
So, yeah. And, yeah, obviously that's on Fox in the UK. Where is it?
There is...
yeah, one or two.
FX, FX Fox, whatever it's called. FX it's called over, isn't it? They obviously misspelt it without it.
No, they renamed it recently, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it's Fox now.
Is it?
Okay, yeah. Mm.
Is it not renamed to You're Gonna Love This Series and then we're gonna cancel it? No? Okay.
Well, I mean, in America...
Too soon. Sci-Fi Channel has recently re-shown Firefly.
Yes, they have. And isn't it all on Netflix now as well?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. But it was out too soon.
Too soon.
That's still one of the best sci-fi series.
Mm.
But anyway...
No, it was.
Anyway, back to the...
I go from new series and seasons this fall, this autumn, Firefly being cancelled over a decade ago.
Another one that I've actually quite enjoyed.
You know, they cancelled Star Trek, the original series. I mean, what's William Shatner going to do now?
I'm just thinking that because he was one of the few actors that never actually got a cameo in The Next Generation, as in, like, Next Generation series. Because you had DeForest Kelly.
I was going to say, apart from the film.
Yeah.
I think that's because he's a wanker.
Well, you didn't have Chekhov or Sulu either.
No, you didn't actually, did you? Oh, no, not only in the film.
Sulu was in an episode of Voyager.
Yes, yes.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah,
cool. Where they hurriedly retcon it to explain why Tim Russ is in Star Trek VI. Hang on, we recognise him. But he wasn't Vulcan. It's like, no, totally was. It's like, you weren't.
My ears had not developed by then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if you like The Walking Dead...
Yep.
Bearing in mind, I do not like horror that much at all, as you all know. So I've never actually watched Walking Dead.
Okay.
One series that has actually caught my attention.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've actually enjoyed the first couple of episodes, I'll be honest. The Exorcist.
I'm trying to remember if that's been cancelled yet.
Fuck off.
I know it didn't do that well in the ratings.
Well, The Exorcist?
Yeah.
It's doing all right. It's only just started.
Well, I was I follow Black Girl Nerds on Twitter.
And, right.
They were saying that the ratings for The Exorcist weren't that great.
Oh well, that's fucking typical, isn't it? I actually find a horror series that I like, and then they go and cancel it.
It may have picked up. So who knows?
I hope so, because it's actually quite good. What I've seen of it so far, it's quite interesting. I like it.
No, going back to the
walking. I will say, very quickly with the, I'm actually steering us back on topic.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Go for it.
I would recommend the first season of Fear the Walking Dead to you. Because I've mentioned it before, so I'll be quick with this. But the first season of Fear the Walking Dead is everything is fine. But a few people are getting a little bit ill with what seems like a flu.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's the first season of it, covers what happens in LA as the disease starts and things start breaking down, and it's the it's fine, it's flu shot, people having a bad effect of that, and it going a bit wrong in the military.
Ah, cool.
So unfortunately, I think they lost a bit by going a bit more, Walking Dead in the second season. Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed the first season.
Fear. I'm not actually seen the second season of Fear the Walking Dead yet, because that was obviously that exclusive to what package was it?
BT, wasn't it? Yeah,
BT something like that.
BTTV. Yeah,
and there are so many reasons why BT can go to hell. Primarily, two main reasons. Three main reasons.
Could we go for four, just to be on the safe side?
Well, primary reason was that they were bastards and they ripped me off for hundreds of pounds when I first got the internet.
Okay.
By I think my quarterly internet was round about the 300 quid.
What? Was this dial-up? Was this back in the days of dial-up?
This was in the days before, you know, when they were swearing blind that they couldn't possibly do a flat rate.
Yeah.
Until they got forced to, and then all of a sudden you go, yeah, it's fine. And say, aha, you lying bastards.
Yeah.
And second of all, them spending billions on buying up, you know, FootSpot.
FootSpot.
And then,
yeah.
And then adding it to the, you know, oh, if you subscribe to us, then you get that for free. Oh, by the way, we're increasing your, you know, the monthly charge by, you know, a pound or two for everyone.
Yeah.
So, well, it's not free then, is it?
Nope.
And also, I really, really, really couldn't give a flying fuck about any sport whatsoever. So there's no way it's going to be, you know, it's a disincentive to me. It's like, oh, you get sport if you get this for free. Oh, well, in that case, no, thank you.
That's a fair comment.
So, yeah, there's a whole array of reasons why I'm never going to bother with, you know, BT for, you know, their TV package and stuff. And, of course, that, with AMC signing a deal with BT, that's the only way it was, you know, available on TV over here, wasn't it?
Yes, it was indeed. Unfortunately, so going back to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, what do you think of Ghost Rider joining?
I think it's going to be an interesting addition, and hopefully it will kind of push Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back into the main kind of Marvel universe a bit more. Because, you know,
right now, I really don't want Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the main Marvel universe.
Oh, really?
Really?
Why? I quite like the direction they were going. I quite like them, you know, being relatively, you know, separate.
So you're not up for this crossover with Netflix then?
Either you didn't hear about this, or you're really unsure about it, or both.
I think I may have heard something about it, but it's I heard about Ghost Rider joining, but I just put that down to no. Wait, what?
No,
it's not going to be Nicolas Cage.
Let's have a character whose head bursts into flames and he rides around on a motorbike covered in chains. So, okay, yeah, that sounds like.
But it's not that Ghost Rider, though, is it? It's the Vengeance Spirits who goes around in a Dodge. A souped-up 80s Dodge car.
What?
Yeah. It's the Vengeance Spirits. It's not the original Ghost Rider.
How many different bloody versions? Is it the accountant Ghost Rider?
There's been about four or five different versions of Ghost Rider.
Yeah, but you know what the main problem here is? I don't care. It's Ghost Rider, so it's a silly character.
No, it's not silly. Ghost Rider's a cool character. What the fucking planet are you from? What?
The planet where Nicolas Cage played him with a head on fire.
Yeah, well, we don't listen to that one, do we? We go by the comic books, the one where you've got structured storylines. And the.
I was going to say, the comic books where it's not Nicolas Cage, but it's a bloke who rides around on a motorbike with his head on fire.
With a deeper characterization. And deeper moles and deeper stories. My word.
I've got sad fire. I've got thoughtful fire on my head. I've got vengeance fire on my head.
It's the spirit of vengeance, not fucking vengeance fire. I don't know.
So it's just the way I had the words wrong that you're objecting to there.
Absolutely. But no, he's an interesting character because he becomes the spirit of vengeance because he's to avenge his brother who's put into a wheelchair by a load of ruffians, gangsters.
Ruffians? Well,
ruffians, yeah. We'll go for the English terminology of it.
Sent there by some cubs.
Hang on.
Cadre of bounders. Some rum fellows indeed.
So he sells his soul to the devil to get vengeance on those people, and then is stuck with it forevermore.
Except he doesn't do it in a cool way, like Constantine.
Well, to be fair, being able to turn your head into a bunch of flames and have a skull and, you know, melt people with the touch of your hand, that's a pretty cool way of doing it, for vengeance, wouldn't you have thought?
there's melting people.
Well, it could be if you fucking set, if you fire. I mean, if you put your hand on flames and touch somebody, they'd soon fucking burn into fire, wouldn't they? Perhaps not melt.
To tell you to pitch.
Oh, fuck off. That's what I'm going to say now.
Get off, your hand's on fire. What are you doing? You should get that scene too. Have you been to ER?
My point is, though, it's a cool Ghost Rider, so let him be. You might actually like his character. Watch it.
Well, seeing as it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I've got more confidence in a character popping up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. than I have in Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
Put it that way. I'll wait and see.
Definitely. But what do you think of the original question I asked you of, as you wanted to stay away from the Marvel Universe, the fact that they are talking about teaming up with Netflix to do a big crossover?
It depends who with.
Luke Cage, Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist.
Was that a list of series that Paul and Emily haven't finished watching?
Oh, come on! We'll finish watching Daredevil.
Oh, watch Daredevil, they say.
Oh, touche, Richard, touche. But yes.
The problem with the Netflix series is that they are incredibly dense and heavy. You know,
no, they're not.
I find it, like, difficult.
Have you ever seen Deadwood?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, there you go. Watch Deadwood and then go back and watch the Marvel series on Netflix.
Oh dear.
And then you can talk to me about incredibly heavy and dense. Also, it's a good series and it has Ian McShane.
Yes, it does.
And it's Western-y.
Yes.
And apparently,
so you should watch it. There you go.
Whispering to me. You're obsessed with Supernatural, Emily.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. But, yes, so they are talking about merging all of them.
Well, aren't they technically made by the same company? Aren't they all, you know, like ABC?
Well, they are, yeah.
But that's another reason why I'd be up for that. I'm perfectly happy to entertain the idea of that.
So what do you think about the rumours that they're all going to appear in Avengers 3 and 4?
Can we have Agent Peggy Carter back? That's what I think.
She's coming back as an animated series, isn't she?
Oh, what?
Yes. The actress has confirmed that she'll be voicing Agent Carter in a new cartoon series. Or is it one of their current ones? Might actually be the Avengers cartoon series. She'll be returning to the role of Peggy Carter in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, well. See, it's an unbridled optimism there where we would rather just have a proper new season.
I mean,
I would as well, to be fair.
Part of the problem with, what is it, Civil War? Was that they had, like, loads of different characters in there and they didn't really give them all that much to do. So,
Have you ever read Infinity War?
Yes, I believe so. Infinity War.
So, yeah. Characters?
Not Infinity War. No, Red Civil War.
So Infinity War has probably every single Marvel character you could possibly think of appearing in it.
Sorry, what was that?
Infinity War, which is what's going to be Avengers 3 and 4, pretty much has everybody in the Marvel Universe turning up at some point or the other.
Okay.
Including Bob the Cleaner Man or something.
It's going to be... I'd say that it's definitely going to be tricky to do as a film.
They
originally decided to have like Infinity War Part 1 and Infinity War Part 2, but they've decided to kind of go a different route now or something.
They have indeed. They've actually changed the names of the movies, haven't they?
Yeah. So first one's Infinity War, and the second one, Untitled.
Quite a lot of war.
So it'll be interesting to see how they get on with that. There's another Marvel. Yeah, there is another Marvel TV show coming on soon as well, though, isn't there?
Is it?
Legion. Mm-hmm. By Fox. Legion. Ah. The story of Xavier's son.
Oh, I vaguely remember hearing something about this. Vaguely. Mm.
He's basically in a mental asylum because of his personality disorder.
See, that just made me think, oh, there's going to be a Mass Effect series starring everyone's favourite Geth. And it's made me sad now.
So we could do a petition, though, for it on Netflix.
Yes.
Like they're doing a petition for Star Wars The Old Republic TV show.
Bobby Davros as Shepherd Commander.
Bobby
Why not? One of the first things that came to mind.
See, I think my memory of Bobby Davros,
Ian McShane,
has been ruined by
Ian McShane as Abner Cyclops. I don't know.
Can we have Ross Abbott in it just to be on the safe side?
Oh God, you guys are the worst casting people ever. Oh dear.
The crankies as. I don't know.
Okay, shall we get back on topic?
I was talking about Legion in Netflix.
Rod Hall as Apocalypse.
Oh no.
That'd be a bit difficult now though, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
For Apocalypse, X-Men then. For Apocalypse. Would Orville be one of the horsemen?
Anyway, moving on from this scary, scary place. What about the new Star Trek? I know that's coming in 2017.
Yes, but
kind of.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm wanting it on now. Why isn't it on now? Why isn't it in my eyeballs now?
Aren't they still filming it?
I don't care. That's an excuse.
That's an excuse.
What? Okay.
You can't tell me there's a new Star Trek TV series and not for it to be instantly available to me. That's just wrong.
I think some of the stuff that I heard about it was that it was going to have, was it number one in? Not Riker, but the character.
Oh, the character. It's going to be based around her, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
That was played by Major Barrett in the original pilot episode, The Cage.
Yes.
Because I heard lots of, oh, you know, Riker was number one. It's like, but the actual character, you know, sort of title, for want of a better term, yeah, it's from the original pilot.
That's going to be the main character, I thought.
Now, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I still would have preferred something set around either next generation onwards. But, yeah, I'll take
it. Yeah, it's a bit of a shame they're going back into the history, so to speak.
I mean, when the original series obviously aired, you know, social tensions and not social tensions, but social stuff was at such where you can't, you know, necessarily do too much with ideology, as it were. And
still did a hell of a lot, all things considered.
I've recently been watching a YouTube series called, I think it was Trekspertise or something like that. And it's kind of an essay type kind of thing about, like, you know, the Star Trek universe and whatnot, and, you know, how things relate to it and whatnot. And it kind of pointed out some interesting stuff, you know, in regards to, you know, because obviously Star Trek is meant to be kind of a progressive series. And it was kind of pointing out that, you know, sometimes it was like trying to be kind of post-feminist or, you know, sort of like talking about how it dealt with like Native Americans and whatnot. And, you know, sometimes it come off okay, sometimes it come off not too great and, you know, stuff like that. And, I kind of hope that, you know, they do kind of explore more interesting, you know, kind of, but maybe taboo ideas. I mean, it was only in like Enterprise that we actually had, like, polyamory, in essence, because you had, was it Phlox, having, you know, multiple wives, and, you know, in Danubian culture, you know, you had, you know, wives married, having multiple husbands and whatnot as well, and, yeah.
Just... Well, I'll say, in defense of the original, you know, series of Star Trek, it does this series that you described go into some of the background shenanigans of what was going on with the studio?
No, it was explicitly like on-screen stuff rather than behind the scenes.
Right. Well, it's important to know that it's only... Well, first of all, you've got the original pilot episode of The Cage, which, if you watch that, it feels very Next Generation in feel, because you've got a different captain and he's into the, you know, the talking and figuring out and negotiation and reasoning.
Yeah.
So he's very Picard in that way, and of course, you know, the female first officer.
I think that's possibly one of the reasons why I prefer Picard over Kirk. And I've always kind of felt that Kirk was a bit like he was kind of put in to make Star Trek more palatable.
Oh yeah, he was. He definitely was. But yeah, it's, you know, so the original, you know, very quick rundown.
Yeah.
The original one is, you know, basically Gene Roddenberry's, you know, vision, which is why it's in a closer thing Next Generation than it is the original, you know, series. Then you've got the first season.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it came back for the second season, the studio was, you know, was already, you know, this isn't performing as well as we want. It seems to be too expensive. Why are you doing all these things? We want more fistfights. And by the time it got to the third season, I think that's when they had Gene L. Coon running the series instead of Gene Roddenberry. Gene Roddenberry had pretty much been pushed out. And it was the third season, which is where you got things like Spock's brain and Kirk being, you know, losing his memory on an alien planet and living with a very, very, very thinly veiled, you know, Native American tribe. And stuff like that. And how, the third season is the one that's got more of the silly episodes that people say, oh, look, the original Star Trek series is silly. So, yeah, that's because the, you know, the creative team got pushed out.
Yeah, okay.
And they got people in who would just write, you know, things like, you know, we want stuff more like Land of the Giants and Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and Lost in Space. And that's where it got pushed. And that's where it ended up getting cancelled, and of course, so yeah, Patrick Defence Force.
Interesting.
I mean, cool. there are still a friend recently was saying, "Oh, they don't have all the, you know, all the seasons of the original Star Trek on Netflix," and said, "Yes, they do." And said, yeah, they've only got three.
There is only three.
And said, there are only three because it got cancelled. And your boy was their face red a few years later.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I won't be quiet now.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be interesting. And obviously they can do more with it. So even like having gay characters in, you know, because it was apparently such, you know, a radical thing for, you know, Sulu to be gay in the new film, and yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, it's 2016, it shouldn't be.
There's very few areas where they've had, like, you know, characters who are gay in Star Trek. And, you know, that is explicitly because, despite the fact that, you know, it is a progressive series, there was only a certain amount that they could actually do, you know, with, you know, being on TV in America at the time.
Well, and also with, well, it's, you know, the original series of Star Trek was on NBC. Next Generation was syndicated from the off, and of course that meant that if an episode was going to be a little bit too controversial, then there wasn't a guarantee that the local station would buy that episode. So whereas with this, they're pre-ordering, and they've, you know, they pretty much said, we're going to be, you know, showing this online, and, you know, Netflix has already bought it and stuff like that, so that's already set out,
so we could have some really further out there episodes.
Yeah, which they definitely can actually do some, you know, some of the things that they've, you know,
always
wanted to do.
Mm. Which would be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice one.
But yeah, so I'm obviously kind of looking forward to that. Not that I'm that familiar with the original series, That's one that I'm still going to have to try and get through at some point. You know, add it to my list.
Yes.
The ever-growing
after Jessica
list.
Jones, Luke Cage, MacGyver, A-Team.
I'm not sure whether I'll be going A-Team level or not.
I'm not sure I could recommend the A-Team. I think, I watched it on tea times when I was little.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure if I could sit down and watch the A-Team now.
I think you should challenge yourself to do that then, Metroid, and give us the update next week. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
Was that a no?
Yeah, that was a no.
Okay.
Spoiler spot.
When's Doctor Who meant to be back? Is he meant to be doing like a...
next year. Special? Oh, Christmas special, yeah. There's a Christmas special with a fucking superhero.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry, what? With a superhero?
He's going to be teaming up with a superhero.
Eh?
Yeah, B? There we go. Yeah, this is the appropriate response. You're having the correct response to this news.
Okay, shall we... Okay, we'll move on then. Superhero, what the fuck?
Otherwise, the crying will start.
Okay. Going back to The Walking Dead, right? With the amount of people that were just so pissed with how season 6 ended. Won't go into any spoiler territories because there will be people that have not kind of watched it yet because...
Or read the comics.
Five in their ultimate wisdom... have decided not to show on any of their channels any more Walking Dead. So
is that because they're shit? As in Channel 5, not Walking Dead?
Yeah, so you won't even watch it on Spike or anything like that either. So if you do want to watch past Season 5 of The Walking Dead, you will have to do it either online or, just buying the box set and stuff. Or,
damn.
Sky, obviously. So, yeah, that is really...
A bit bizarre.
Nah. Definitely.
They've been treating it like crap, though, haven't they?
They have. The stupid thing is that it's one of the popular series in America at the moment. You know, it's got quite a...
It was really popular over here, though, as well.
Fan base, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really
just,
popular over here as well.
Fucked around with it.
Yeah, which is what they normally do. I mean, it's a weird year for TV shows like that, though, isn't it?
I mean,
especially British TV shows suddenly being brought up by the channels moving across.
But it kind of makes me wonder though, because obviously, you have things like Game of Thrones, which are Sky only, and that seems to be thriving, whatnot.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's like there's several different popular US shows that are just not appearing on UK TV anymore, and
it's a bit bizarre.
People, not really want to watch TV very much anymore.
Well, look at
Cookie.
402. Yes.
Sorry, what?
Black Mirror, the new season is going to be starting on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was quite surprised about that.
That's another one to add to list to your list.
21st of October, I think.
Yep. This week.
Yeah, because it was only the other day that I actually managed to get round to watching the Christmas special. What? Was that a bad ad or good ad?
No, as in, why is it taking you so long?
I don't know. It just... I'm sorry?
Bless you.
Did you know Nintendo brought out a Super Mario Brothers 2?
Oh my god, I'm going out to the shops now!
No. Bloody hell, I thought they were on Super Mario Brothers 3.
Honestly.
Alright, jeez. Slowpoke, I know.
Jesus. That's going to be a good one as well.
Yeah, I am bigly looking forward to Black Mirror.
I find that it's one of those series that is kind of really, really good on the first watch, and it's the kind of thing where I don't necessarily want to watch it for quite a while after that.
I know what you mean.
There's something about it that's just a bit like I'm glad I watched it, but
quite a lot of them you need the dawning realization.
Yeah.
Oh, as, you know, especially with the Christmas episode, there were so many things that were sown in that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, they all came together.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I thought that was a very effective, you know, well, a very effective story.
Definitely. I mean, it was kind of two stories tangled up together into one.
Yes, it was, and it worked very well with that. My favourite episode of Black Mirror is probably still the one where the woman loses her boyfriend.
Oh, and then gets the android. Yes.
Well, yeah. You've skipped ahead a fair bit there, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Spoilers.
But yeah, I quite like that one where it was just, you know, from the first mention of, was it her father that she said? It would just be a memory of her mother going up into the attic and, you know, fetching a photograph of him.
Yes.
Mm. And then at the end, it's they go up into the attic and they fetch his android.
Yeah.
But yeah,
crazy.
See, I quite like that. The one where that cartoon character ran for election.
Yeah, we're living that now.
Yeah, we are living that now.
They might as well have just called that 2016.
I don't like 2016. I've already decided. Just too many things have just gone wrong.
On the 8th of November this year has got one chance to redeem itself.
Yes,
the US election. So yeah. It's got one chance.
Are you sure
to
it's not
the
28th?
Hmm?
Are you sure it's not the 28th of November?
I think for the 8th, supporters, it's the 28th, yes.
Okay. It's obvious that we're nerds that, you know, do actually listen to kind of international politics as well.
Oh, absolutely. Bless them.
You kind of have to nowadays.
Unfortunately so.
Yeah.
And of course, the thing is with, you know, with this year, we really don't have the right to point and laugh at America and say, you lot are fucking idiots with democracy.
Exactly. I mean, when you've got... when you've literally got an MP calling on basically people who wanted to, you know, kind of remain in the EU to be... what was it? Done for treason?
Yeah.
And, like, locked up for life? It's like, right. You realise, you know, that the percentage that voted for Remain was, you know, still quite large.
Local councillors, it seems to be where political parties send their lunatics.
Yeah.
And they're never going to get onto the national stage because they're simply too...
crazy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately so.
Oh, dear. It's... okay, shall we get back on topic? Because that is more depressing than Black Mirror.
Christ.
Yeah. So what else are we looking forward to?
New season of Humans.
Yes.
That's another one that I started to watch the first season of, and somewhere mid-season, something happened and I just couldn't get back into it.
Was there something overpriced from Nintendo that came out?
Oh, that's a low blow.
It was actually about the time Hyrule Warriors came out, wasn't it?
Like I said.
Are you sure about that?
Like I said.
I don't think that's right.
I think it's right.
I know, to be honest, if there's something that... if there's like a game that actually grabs me, I just cling to it because it feels like nowadays I just can't... I really struggle to get into video games.
Hmm.
Were they better when you were a kid?
It's not that. It's just... I don't know whether it's like mood or life or stress or whatever. It just doesn't. If like a video game doesn't hold you know, my kind of
automatically grab you. Yeah, you just lose interest straight away.
I will play it for like, you know, like an entire, you know, afternoon or whatnot, and I might actually play it the next day. But if then I have to go do something else, and then, you know, something else happens, and I kind of don't manage to
lose track.
Yeah. And I don't manage to get back into
that. That happens to everyone, really. It's and also I worried about, you know, everyone goes through a bit of a stage where it's, have I just gone off games?
Hmm.
And then you find out that no, I've just gone off most of the games that are coming out at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, the last time I had a serious moment like that was
1984.
No. When around the time of Deus Ex.
Oh yeah.
And well, as
we're talking about the original,
game, but the, you know, the
reboot.
Yeah. Well, sort of reboot slash prequel when that came out, and you know, I got that, and I thought, well, that looks interesting. I'll give that a go, and I got really into that, and it was. Ah, yeah. It's not. I'm getting bored of games. I am getting bored of just most of the ones that are out at the moment.
Well, to be fair with me, you know, previously it's been like I've lost interest in games, but I've been into game culture. So I've kind of looked at you know, kind of previews for upcoming games, or you know, reviews, or talking about like video games in this kind of way or that kind of way and stuff like that. But it feels like recently I just. That's been dropped as well. I don't feel like I've been kind of getting into video games journalism at all. Like, I haven't been reading up any video games either as well. It's really
bloody hell.
And when there's like a, you know, central aspect to your personality that's suddenly just kind of ignored.
Have you been to the doctors?
No, I know that's a serious question, but I kind of want to laugh at the same time to that. But no, I haven't actually been to the doctors.
No, it does happen, though, to be fair. It does come in spits and spats, I think, with video games a lot of the time, because a lot of the time it's just, for me, you just see too much of the same game but with a different shell on it.
Yeah.
Especially in recent years. Especially with the whole yearly release of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. FIFA. Call of Duty. FIFA.
I'm rather glad I'm not into either.
Yeah.
Because I've never touched... Well, I think the first and last Call of Duty game I played was Modern Warfare, and that's because it, you know, it grabbed my fancy.
Yeah.
And then I've just not bothered with, you know, any of the other ones after that. And FIFA, well, it's foot sport, so why the hell would I be playing that?
Fair comment. No, it's.
Did anyone see the German software chart a few weeks back when FIFA was released?
No.
I think the top 20, 19 of them were FIFA.
Flipping heck.
It was insane. It's just, so they like football there then.
Yeah,
because it was, you know, like PS3 version, PS4 version, Xbox 360 version, Xbox, you know, One version, you know, collector's edition, premium edition, you know, Wii U version, PC version, you know, the 3DS version.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah, it was just. I'll have to see if I can find the JPEG, but you know, it was just. It was one of those where I thought, you know, well, obviously someone's taking the piss.
Hmm.
And I checked and said, that's the real chart.
That is crazy. But if you look at how TV and movies are going, they're going the same way. They're getting stuck in a rut in some respects of just using the same formula and same genre.
Go into like Marvel films. You know, it feels like it's more of a kind of duty because you've seen the previous ones. I mean... It's kind of nice when you have like stuff like Doctor Strange coming out, because that's the first of, you know, kind of a new series of ones. But you know, for like, you know, the next Iron Man or the next, you know, even Avengers now, I'm like, I'm gonna watch it because I've, you know, been because I've you know, watched the previous ones, but it doesn't feel like I'm kind of necessarily going because I, you know, really want to see this film.
Crazy, isn't it?
Especially don't want to go and see a Captain America because he's a crap character. I'll take that to mean you agree with me.
Bollocks. Yeah, I never really liked Captain America in the comic books, to be fair, but I actually don't mind him on screen.
Yeah.
They have. His character on screen seems a little bit more relatable than the one in the comic books.
I'm going to watch a Captain America film, but then I'm going to have some plain white bread and some vanilla ice cream, some decaf coffee.
God.
And some tap Fair water enough. To wash it down with.
Well, you enjoy your white bread and tap water, sir.
Okay, just very quickly, because I don't think we're going to have much time to talk about, you know, what we've been doing, you know, in the past couple of weeks. If you just want to say one thing briefly that you've been doing, starting with Cookie.
Inferno. Meant to see the movie Inferno.
Okay.
That's right.
We're very much nearing the end of watching Lost Girl, thanks to Dave Internet.
Okay.
And it's not bad. It's still better than Grimm. I think this season is, you know, quite a bit worse than in previous seasons. But they're kind of going for like a, you know, big dramatic arc, and not quite sure, you know, if it works that well, especially with some of the character departures they've had. But it's still better than Grimm.
Okay. Cool. Well, recently I've been watching Walking Dead. I've had a collection of the first like four seasons on my shelf for quite a while now, so just, you know, kind of started, you know, doing that with, you know, season 7 kind of coming up very, very soon. And yeah, I'm on series 2 at the moment. Okay.
And you go, oh, they're dead. They're dead.
Yeah.
I forgot they were in it. Oh, they're dead.
Yeah.
They've just died.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's a brutal show.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, that's I think that's all we've got time for this week. So it's goodbye from.
It's good night from me, Paul Wood. I'm Super Retrod on Twitter and Retrod on Eurogamer.net.
Yeah, it's good night for me, Paul, aka 100 Cookie on Twitter.
It's good night for me, Paul Blewett. I'm on Twitter's @PaulBlewett. You can find our show notes over at www.nerdsassemble.co.uk. We're on Twitter as Nerds Podcast. And yeah, instead of episode 184, with obviously we were kind of going about the BioShock kind of collection, going to be talking about that, but we're going to be pushing that up to episode 190. So I think that's all. That's everything. So good night.
Night.
Night.